You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Just four games remaining in the Bucks' regular season schedule, including a Tuesday night home contest against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Brooke Lopez would get the Bucks going early in the first.
Lopez, a head fake, goes past Rudy Gobert, and then he pulls up and hits a teardrop from 14.
But the visiting Timberwolves scored 10 of the first 12 points of the game and held a 10-2 lead before Giannis posted his first bucket of the night. A three from Lopez, and the Bucks were back to within three.
Lopez going to crank up a three, and he plays string music as he rips the chords.
Another jumper by Taurean Prince gave the Bucks their first lead of the contest.
Here comes Prince, finds the opening, and he'll lay it in softly, and the Bucks have their first lead of the night.
Back from a 25-game suspension, Bobby Portis, a welcome sight off the bench for Doc Rivers.
Bobby is being absolutely harassed and badgered by Naz Reid. Quick spin move, though, and Portis made easy work of that aggressive defense as he gets his first points on the board since coming back from the 25-game suspension on a beautiful jump hook.
Instant offense for Portis, who scored four straight. 28-23 Timberwolves after one. The Bucks found their range early in the second with Gary Trent Jr. dialing in from deep.
Trent squeezes off a three, and he knocks this one down.
Next up, A.J. Green.
Porter drives inside. Looked like he got tied up maybe on a foul. He kicks it out. Three-pointer from Green, and Green hits another three for the Bucks. They have hit back-to-back bombs, and they are back to within three.
The Bucks pulled to within three before the Wolves' offense took flight. A 12-0 run made it 48-36. Giannis stopped the bleeding with a mid-range J.
Giannis turns around, and he does something about that as he hits the fading jump shot, front iron high into the air, and it bounced over and dropped.
Another surge from the Wolves and a dry spell for the Bucks gave Minnesota a 14-point lead, a lead that Ryan Rollins sliced into with one snap of the wrist.
He drains one from the deep corner on the three-point shot, so a Michelob Ultra three at a big moment. Bucks had fallen behind by 14.
Kyle Kuzma scored the final hoop of the half. Still, the Wolves carried a 56-45 lead into the locker room. Kuzma stayed on the attack in the third, scoring four straight. But the Bucks' inability to get stops on the defensive end allowed the Wolves to maintain or pad their lead. Brooke Lopez started a 7-0 Bucks run with a three.
Catch and shoot three. Brooke Lopez splashes one down. So Splash Mountain giving his team a sorely needed three-pointer.
The deficit was reduced to eight after a pair of hoops from Giannis.
Giannis going the other way, going to try to take it three. Thicket of defenders, lays it in with a foul. Antetokounmpo with a chance of a three-point play as he was not dissuaded by that group of defenders standing between him and the rim. It's a 7-0 run, chance to make it an 8-0 run.
But Minnesota bounced back immediately with four straight threes. Three from former Bucks guard Dante DiVincenzo. The lead swelled to 18 before Prince calmed things down.
Catch and shoot three, and finally Prince sees one go down. So the Bucks had missed on the bundle of threes while the Timberwolves were burying them.
The teams would trade baskets down the stretch of the third with Portis hitting his first three since February 9th.
Here's Porter across the midcourt logo. Defended by Alexander Walker, sends out top. Portis alone from three. He lets it fly and he sticks it. Bobby Portis gives his team a needed jolt. Three-pointer gets back to a 14-point game. A minute to go here in the third.
But the Wolves scored the final 5 points of the quarter to take a commanding 20-point lead into the fourth. The Wolves' lead ballooned to 24 on another three from DiVincenzo before the Bucks detonated.
Gary Trent knocks down the three and he gets fouled. So Trent going to have a chance at a 4-point play here. Timberwolves had been on an 11-1 scoring run prior to that make.
Gary Trent Jr. started an eye-popping, game-altering 26-2 run with a deep ball. Giannis followed suit, scoring seven straight on a pair of dunks and a deep ball of his own.
Three-pointer from Giannis, and Antetokounmpo says, I'll do this myself, 13-0 run. Bucks back to within 11 now.
At the 3:35 mark of the fourth, the game was tied.
That was intended for Randle, but it was intercepted once again by Porter. He feeds ahead to Giannis. Giannis whips it to the near side. Three-pointer. A.J. Green has tied this game at 97, and it is a third straight triple-double for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
At the 3:04 mark, the comeback was complete.
It's on the deck, picked up by Trent. Feeds it ahead. Porter's behind the pack. He stuffs it down. Milwaukee's got their first lead since the 5:42 mark of the first quarter. It's 99-98.
Less than 30 seconds later, another steal and another dunk from Porter.
Reed, top of the circle, feeds it off to Randall. He lost it. Porter comes away with a steal. He's run on the other way again. He sends it down. Two-hand slam, KPJ. Take a bow. A 30-3 run. The Bucks lead by three.
Four steals, 12 points for Porter in an incredible fourth quarter performance. Fiserv Forum up for grabs after a whopping 34-3 Bucks run that stunned the Wolves and sent the home crowd into a frenzy.
A monster come-from-behind win from Milwaukee. They come from 24 down to take down the Minnesota Timberwolves and notch their fifth consecutive win. What a game.
Comeback of the year for the Bucks, who outscored the Wolves 40-13 in the fourth quarter in earning a 110-103 win. Giannis led 5 Bucks in double figures with 23.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.